Lesson 31, Genesis 28 through 30. Introduction. Jacob departed the land of Canaan and journeyed to Paddan Aram to find a suitable companion to marry in the covenant. While on his journey, Jacob saw a vision of the Lord, who promised him the same eternal blessings his grandfather Abraham had been promised, the Abrahamic covenant. In Paddan Aram, Jacob worked for Laban and married Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zilpah, who eventually bore him 12 sons and one daughter. Note: decide what to teach. There will usually be more material in a scripture block than can be meaningfully discussed in a class period. Preferably study the scriptures and the curriculum to discern which doctrines and principles are the most important for your students to discover, understand, and apply. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis 28 verses 1 through 22. Jacob is promised the blessings of Abraham. Show students a picture of a temple and ask why it is important to be married in the temple. What blessings do we lose if we choose not to be married in the temple? Invite a student to read Genesis 28 verses 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for instructions Isaac gave to his son Jacob. Ask students to report what they find. Explain that the Canaanites worshipped idols and engaged in other practices that were offensive to God. A daughter of Canaan would not be worthy to join Jacob in entering into a marriage covenant with the Lord. Marrying a daughter of Canaan would mean marrying out of the covenant. Invite students to read Genesis 28 verses 3 and 4 silently, looking for what Jacob was promised if he married in the covenant. According to verse 4, what was Jacob promised if he married in the covenant? The blessings of Abraham. Point out that in order to receive the blessings of Abraham, Jacob would need to not only marry in the covenant, but also remain faithful to that covenant. What can we learn from Genesis 28, 1 through 4, about what we must do to receive the blessings of Abraham? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we marry in the covenant and remain faithful, then we will receive the blessings of Abraham. What does it mean to receive the blessings of Abraham? It means receiving the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant, numerous posterity, receiving the gospel and bearing the priesthood to bless all the families of the earth, and an inheritance of land. Summarize Genesis 28, 5 through 9 by explaining that Jacob obeyed his father by leaving the land of Canaan to find a suitable companion to marry in the covenant. By leaving Canaan, Jacob was also obeying his mother, who had warned Jacob of Esau's plan to kill him. After Esau saw the blessings promised to Jacob for marrying in the covenant and realized that his marriages to Hittite women displeased his father, Esau married one of Ishmael's daughters anyway. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 28, verses 10 through 13. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened while Jacob traveled from Canaan to Haran. Ask students to report what they find. What did Jacob see in his dream? Show a picture of a ladder, or draw one on the board, and ask students how far the ladder extended. After students respond, label the bottom of the ladder earth, and the top of the ladder heaven, or the presence of the Lord. What do you think Jacob might have learned from the image of a ladder extending from earth to the presence of the Lord? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Marion G. Romney of the First Presidency. Ask the class to listen for what President Romney taught about what the rungs of the ladder represent. Quote, Jacob realized that the covenants he made with the Lord there were the rungs on the ladder that he himself would have to climb in order to obtain the promised blessings, blessings that would entitle him to enter heaven and associate with the Lord. End quote. Based on what Jacob saw in his vision, why is it important to receive the saving ordinances of the gospel and keep their associated covenants? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. We must receive the saving ordinances of the gospel and keep their associated covenants in order to return to the presence of the Lord. Invite a student to read Genesis 28 verses 13 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord promised to give Jacob. Ask students to report what they find. Considering that Jacob was traveling alone and escaping the threat of violence from Esau, how might the Lord's promise, "I am with thee," in verse 15 have helped him? Ask a few students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 28, 16 through 19 and verse 22. Invite the class to follow along, looking for how Jacob described the place where he had the dream. You may need to explain that the phrases, "he was afraid," and "how dreadful is the place," in verse 17, refer to feelings of reverence and awe. These phrases indicate that Jacob understood the seriousness of entering the presence of God. According to verse 17, what did Jacob call the place where he had his dream? The house of God and the gate of heaven. Explain that the phrase "gate of heaven" refers to a gateway to God's presence, where we can receive the promise of eternal life. Where can we go to be in the house of God and prepare for eternal life? After students respond, consider writing the following truth on the board. The temple is the house of God and the gate to eternal life. Point to the picture of the temple you showed at the beginning of class. Ask students to imagine that someone has asked them why temples are so important to members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Invite a few students to explain how they would respond. Consider sharing your testimony of temples and the ordinances and covenants we can receive there. Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals a goal for what they will do to better keep the covenants they have already made, so they can be prepared to enter the temple and receive additional ordinances and covenants. Summarize Genesis 28, verses 20 through 22 by explaining that Jacob vowed that if the Lord would be with him, he would serve him as his God. As part of this vow, Jacob committed to pay the tenth, or a tithing, to the Lord. You may want to remind students that the Lord sets the conditions of the covenants we make with him. Genesis 29, verses 1 through 29. Jacob works for Laban for 14 years so he can marry Rachel. Ask students to name some examples of things that require hard work and patience. After students respond, explain that Jacob had to work hard and be patient to receive the blessings the Lord had promised him. Summarize Genesis 29, verses 1 through 14, by explaining that when Jacob arrived in Haran, he met Rachel, one of Laban's daughters, at a well. Laban welcomed Jacob to stay at his house. Explain that when Jacob said that he was Laban's brother, this was another way of saying, "we are all family." More specifically, Laban was Jacob's uncle. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 29, verses 15 through 20. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jacob was willing to do so he could marry Rachel. What was Jacob willing to do so he could marry Rachel? Point out that Jacob's years of labor not only demonstrated his love for Rachel, but also demonstrated his commitment to marry in the covenant, as his father Isaac had instructed him. Summarize Genesis 29, 21 through 29, by explaining that after Jacob worked 7 years to marry Rachel, Laban tricked him into marrying his older daughter, Leah, instead. Laban justified his actions by claiming that the oldest daughter should be married first. Laban told Jacob he could still marry Rachel after the week-long wedding feast for Leah, but Jacob would have to agree to work for him another 7 years. Jacob agreed to these conditions. Remind students that the Lord approved of Jacob's plural marriages. See Doctrine and Covenants 132, verse 37. What can we learn from Jacob's example about obtaining the blessings the Lord has promised us? Students may use different words, but they might identify a principle similar to the following. We must work diligently and be patient as we seek to obtain the blessings the Lord has promised us. Genesis chapter 29, verse 30 through chapter 30, verse 43. Children are born to Jacob, and the Lord prospers him. Ask students to think about a challenge their family has experienced and what made it difficult. Explain that Jacob's family went through difficulties as well. Invite a student to read Genesis 29, verses 30 through 35 aloud, and another student to read Genesis 30, verses 1 and 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the challenges Leah and Rachel experienced. What difficulty did Leah have in her life? explain that the word hated, as used in verse 31, was translated from the Hebrew word soneh, which means loved less. How did the Lord help Leah cope with her challenge? What challenge did Rachel have in her life? What feelings did Rachel struggle with during this difficult time? Explain that in their time and culture, it was considered a great honor for a wife to bear a male child. Because of this, a competitive spirit developed between Leah and Rachel, as well as disappointments and frustration. Summarize Genesis 30 verses 3 through 21 by explaining that because Rachel could not have children, she gave Jacob her servant Bilhah to marry. Leah, afraid she would no longer have children, likewise gave Jacob her servant, Zilpah, to marry. Eventually Jacob and his wives had 12 sons and one daughter. The 12 sons' posterity became known as the 12 tribes of Israel. You may want to explain that the Lord changed Jacob's name to Israel. This will be discussed in a future lesson. Point out that Rachel was the last of the wives to bear children. Invite students to read Genesis chapter 30, verse 22 silently, looking for how Rachel was finally able to bear children. We know that God does not forget us. So what do you think it means that God remembered Rachel? What does the phrase, "God hearkened to her," tell us about what Rachel had been doing during her struggles? What can we learn from verse 22 that could help us when we experience challenges? Students may identify a variety of principles, including the following. When we experience challenges, we should realize that God does not forget us. Summarize Genesis 30, verses 25 through 43, by explaining that because Jacob was faithful to his covenants, the Lord blessed him by increasing his wealth in preparation for his return to his homeland.